Girls Rock.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR, the voice of dissent.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. Girls Rock Melbourne is an annual camp that aims to empower young, female, trans and gender non-conforming youth using the power of music as a means to create personal and social change.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Positive approaches to fighting sexism.
Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special.
Girls Rock Melbourne is going to help to smash the patriarchy with the help of 3CR, Voice of Dissent.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. We've been, for the last 3 weeks now, this is the third episode, we've been talking about the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Camp. And today we've got in the studio Sally Bellhorn. Welcome to the studio, Sally.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the reason I've got you in is because you're organising this whole shebang. That's got to be one of the most mammoth tasks anyone could take on. So can I just say on behalf of the campers, thank you. For the listeners who might not know, what is Girls Rock Melbourne?
All right. Well, Girls Rock Melbourne was started by myself and one of my bandmates, Shannon Driscoll. We saw the Girls Rock documentary just over a year ago on SBS On Demand. It's still there.
Great.
You've got to watch it if you haven't seen it. It'll blow you out of the water. Mm. So that's what happened to us. We saw it and we were like, we have to have this in Melbourne, because we've been in a band together for nearly 5 years, and it's an all-female band, and we've just run into the same boring old attitudes that we are determined to change. So when we saw this program, we thought this would be perfect way to do that. And then we just started it up, and it's turned into a thing, and now it's just about to happen, and it's starting next week, which is just incredible.
The thing itself is just incredible. It's a week-long camp for girls, non-gender conforming and trans youth, and the camp's concentrating on music skills, and by the end of it there'll be a showcase. Do you have to know anything about music to begin with, or can you come along with no skills at all?
Well, that was really important to us. We were really impressed with the program because one of the things we loved about it was that you don't have to have skills. You can have never seen a bass guitar in your life or picked up a drumstick, okay, and you can come and someone will show you the basics. And knowing the basics in sort of rock and roll, once you've got the basics, you can do a lot with that. And as someone that only picked up a guitar for the first time in my life when I turned 34, I really feel that it's very empowering to have someone show you the basics and for you to get that and then to start feeling confident that you can play with other people, which for me was revolutionary and changed my life, especially playing with other female-identifying people. Just that sense of collaboration and working together, it totally transformed my life, which has inspired me to start up Girls Rock Melbourne. So, yeah, you don't have to have that, and you don't have to own instruments, because instruments are expensive. Instrument lessons are expensive, and I know a lot of people that would love to have a weekly lesson on guitar, but it's just not affordable. So that was something else we loved about the program, that we could supply the instruments when we can supply the teachers, and that we do have full fee places, but we have half fee places and we also have full scholarship places. So we wanted to make it accessible for everyone. We wanted to make it too accessible to people that have been studying music and also people that have never picked up an instrument but have a burning desire to.
Especially as a teenager, you have a burning desire to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I told a story on the show a couple of weeks ago about a young girl who, when I was in a position of not so much teacher student but house mother student, being there when she was being bullied about feeling a little bit different. She was a little bit alternative, mm-hmm, and was copping a lot of flack for it. So being there to sort of encourage her to go her own way, I know, was really helpful to her. And I remember thinking, I wish there was someone there when I was 14 and feeling different from other people. I wish there was someone there to encourage me to go my own path. And it seems that's what the Girls Rock Camps are very much about. They're not so much encouraging girls to learn how to be pop stars. It's about empowering girls to give themselves permission to exist.
Totally. We just want to say, here's a space, fill it up, make whatever noise you want to make, because you don't have to sound like an auto-tune. If you want to sound like a pop star, that's your choice. We just want to offer an alternative as well as that, so that you can be sure that the choice you're making is your choice. But if people love Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, we're not going to judge them for that, because, you know, I was into Madonna and stuff like that when I was younger, and it's only as an adult that my music tastes have become a lot more varied. So there's no judgment about any particular genre. We just want to help people find a way to express themselves that feels authentic and real to them, and that's the space we want to create for people.
Great. Well, look, we might go to a track now, but we'll be right back. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne special on 3CR, 855 AM, streaming live at 3cr.org.au. Or if you're an aristocrat, you might have a digital radio, in which case you'd be listening on 3CR Digital. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne special on 3CR 855 AM. And we were just listening to The Reprobettes and Hysterical. And The Reprobettes, that's your band, Sally.
Why, yes, it is my band. That is me singing on lead vocals and doing a little bit of rhythm guitar in the background.
Tell us a little bit about this song.
This song was written by the bass player in the band, Gemma. And I'm pretty sure she just had a fight with her partner and had been accused of being hysterical, and she was feeling a little bit angry. So she wrote this song, and we all immediately identified with that feeling when someone dismisses you and your feelings by calling you hysterical.
Like saying she must be on her period.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I've actually got something to say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited to think that that's the attitude that will be brought to the girls at the camp. The do not accept being gaslighted.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I know what that means. I've been reading about that lately, actually, and it's just a toxic thing to do, isn't it?
It is. That's why I'm really excited to see women working together to support young women and female-identified people to break down this bullshit stereotype that women are at constant competition with each other and that we're all just bitchy. That's not something that's ever been my experience, yet it seems to have been for a lot of people.
No, we're going to make a very concerted effort to encourage teamwork and not tearing each other down. And that has been my experience as well, I suppose, you know, watching movies and all this sort of media. It is presented to you as if that's what women are like. They're catty and they're bitchy and they compete for men's attention. And we know that that's not true. And we want to help young girls see that there's another way. There's a way that we can work together, build each other up. I mean, everyone has that little voice in their head, oh, she's prettier than me, or oh, I'm better than her. But it's about getting into your head and saying, I'm not going to partake in that. That's enough. Stop. Because it doesn't make us feel good, and it's not good for anyone in life to be feeling like that and walking around with that voice in your head. So encouraging people to change their thought patterns and think about ways we can build each other up instead of tearing each other down is what we are totally about.
And it's very arbitrary, that little voice anyway. You know, it's cultural. It's learned. It's absolutely got nothing to do with your true self.
No, but it's reinforced every time you open a crappy magazine or put on commercial TV. It's just constantly reinforced to you. And I have a daughter who's about to turn 11, and so I'm very aware of when I'm watching TV or reading things with her that I'm sort of constantly critically analysing things, saying, well, you know, that person doesn't even really look like that in real life. And even if she does, yay for her. You know, like, no comparison. You've got to accept who you are, because that's what you got, you know.
Those discussions really need to be had, and I guess the camp's going to be a safe place to begin those discussions.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at sort of media stereotyping, and we're going to be looking at dismantling that whole female idea that we do get fed in the media, and we're going to be looking at ways that we can stop being influenced by that and start just feeling good about ourselves and helping other people to feel good about themselves.
And recognising when it's happening too, recognising the devices they use, I think. Yeah. Once you learn their tricks.
They're clever, but we can outsmart them.
Yeah, and once you know what they're doing, it just becomes patronising.
Very patronising.
Girls Rock.
You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. We're going to be highlighting young women in music, talking about our upcoming camp in 2017, and discussing relevant and important issues about why it's taken us so long to get to this point and what we can do to improve the current situation.
Girls Rock. Girls Rock. Girls Rock.
And welcome back to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. And I'm here talking with Sally Bellhorn, the organiser of the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Camp. I can only imagine the logistical nightmare behind organising this. How have you managed to juggle this and life at the same time?
It's all been about collaboration, really. I mean, I don't think one person could do this on their own. And if they did, they would be some sort of amazing superhero. Basically, we've got an incredible team, and everyone has really just put in above and beyond what I could have ever expected people to do. So we have just had so many offers of help and support, and to me it just seems really clear that this is the right time for this sort of thing, because there's just people popping up out of the woodwork all over the place saying, here, we'll lend you a guitar, here, we'd like to sponsor you, here, we'd like to support you. It's like the zeitgeist. This is the time that everyone feels like, this is enough. Come on, let's get some more women up there representing, making music. Let's make space for gender nonconforming and trans people, and let's bring them in instead of shutting them out. And it's just been overwhelming. So all of the emailing and the setting up of files and all of that stuff has also been really well complemented by the fact that we're a part of the Girls Rock Camp Alliance, which is a worldwide organisation that exists to support other people to start up camps like we've done. So we have had just a lot of support resource-wise from them. And anyone that is interested in starting up a camp in your small community or your town or your city, you can join that organisation and they will support you. And we will support you as well. So anyone that wants to reach out and like, oh, I want to start one in Warragul or wherever it may be, we would love to help you to do that. And that's really a big part of the program. It's about supporting other people. It's not about competing for dollars because there's not a lot of personal gain in it, to be honest. It's about a movement.
It's good to know that you've got a bit more support, not just locally but internationally. If someone was interested in starting up a Girls Rock camp in their area, how would you begin?
So what you could do is just contact us. You could just send us an email. I would be sally@girlsrockmelbourne.com. You can just email us and say, hey, what were your first steps? We're happy to talk to people on the phone. We're happy to meet up with people, have a coffee, go over what we did. I know that the Girls Rock Camp Alliance have a conference every year. So myself and Shannon and Kirsty, we attended that last year. That was in Philadelphia. Basically, someone from Australia had to go to that conference, and now we have Girls Rock Australia set up. So that's like the overarching sort of body. And so anyone that wants to start up a local one can get in touch with us and we can hook them up to the whole Girls Rock Australia thing. When we first started, we got in touch with Kiara, who started the first ever Australian camp, which was Girls Rock Canberra. She actually did do it all on her own, so she is some sort of superhero.
Wow.
So when we first started, she was the one that we got in touch with, and she was incredibly supportive, and she sort of really set the bar quite high in terms of how to be really encouraging and supportive. So we're very grateful for her, and she's coming down for the camp next week as well, so it'll be great to meet up with her again and have her involved and with her expertise.
Well, next week's going to be huge. We might go to a track now. Let's have a listen to some Girl Fritas, because we had a chat to them. We might even go to the chat that we had with them, but let's go now to a track from the Girl Fritas. And we've got a little tiny bit of a language warning for this next track.
Wearing the latest 3CR t-shirt this summer? We have a limited number of 40th birthday t-shirts for sale. Designed by local artist Emily Floyd, these awesome Radical Radio t-shirts are available from our studios at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours. Or you can shop online at 3cr.org.au/shop. For just $20 or $15 for kids' sizes, you can look great and help 3CR celebrate 40 years of radical radio.
And welcome back. You're listening to Girls Rock Melbourne, our summer special on 3CR. And we were just listening to the Girl Freeders and Body Police. And I'm talking to Sally Bellhorn, who is the organiser of the whole shebang, that shebang being the week-long camp for girls, trans and non-gender-conforming youth. And this whole thing is a lot of work and a lot of work for a lot of volunteers. I can imagine that there's a lot just coming out of your pocket that goes by the wayside. You don't tend to get to keep receipts for not-for-profits. So
No, we're not cashing in on this particular project. Yeah.
So is there anything that the organisation needs still to support and to enable the camp to go ahead?
At this point, sort of volunteer-wise, we've got pretty much everyone on board that we need. But things that we do really need and would love it if anyone out there could help us out is donations of food or beverages or even coffee, just to keep our volunteers going, because we are feeding the volunteers morning tea, lunch and afternoon tea, and also the campers will be provided with morning and afternoon tea. So if you have a cafe and you can give us a couple of bags of coffee or a few litres of bonsoy, basically anything that we can consume, we would be glad to have that. And then also on our website there is a donate now button if you want to chuck us $10 or $50, or if you're like super flush, you can sponsor a camper for a full fee place. So they're just really appreciated. So yeah, we're making every single cent count where we can.
And what is the website?
The website is www.girlsrockmelbourne.com.
That was really interesting what you just said about there's options to sponsor a position for a camper. That's a really nice idea because it gives it an opportunity to become even more accessible.
That's right. Accessibility was always on the front of our minds. And when we went to the conference in the US, we got a lot of great ideas. And one of those ideas that we did take on was having a third of the places full fee and one third half price, and one third completely scholarship. So we've been really grateful that we've been able to offer people sort of like a sliding scale so that people that can't afford it can still come. And that's always been a big important belief for us, that we don't want to turn anyone away. We don't want to turn anyone away, especially because of their financial situation.
That sounds great. So if you're interested in donating, or if you've got a couple of cartons of food somewhere and you'd like to donate, go to girlsrockmelbourne.com.
Yeah, you can email us, sally@girlsrockmelbourne@gmail.com. You can get in touch with us on our Facebook page. And, yeah, I mean, even if you're like, oh, I really don't play that guitar anymore, maybe I could donate it to Girls Rock Melbourne. We are more than happy to take any instruments off people's hands that they don't want, and we'll definitely make really good use of them, even like a packet of strings of guitars, like anything we'll take.
The call's been put out, people.
You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. Stay tuned for more updates on women in music and our upcoming program in January 2017. You ready to get back in black? Join me on 3CR every Friday at 12 for the Black Block. Tune in for a sovereign woman's perspective on the spirit of the times. We're going to dissect the madness and highlight the hypocrisy that is the system. The Black Block, Fridays at 12.
And welcome back to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. And I'm here talking with Sally Bellhorn, the organiser of the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Camp. What would it have meant to you to have this camp when you were 14?
I feel like it would have sort of accelerated me forward. What took me probably 20 years to work some of this stuff out on my own. I feel like if I had have had really cool older role models saying, yeah, you don't have to be like that if you don't want to be, and just giving me permission to express myself and my feelings instead of feeling like I had to bury them all down and behave myself and follow authority. I feel like if I had have had that opportunity, yeah, I would have saved a bit of time and a bit of angst, and I might have started just being myself a bit younger. And I suppose that's our great hope, is that we can help people just to be themselves.
Yeah, and that's one of the hardest things to do while adolescence is upon you, is to be yourself, because you have no idea who you are.
No, and the pressure to conform is intense. And if anything, I think it's more intense now than it ever was to conform to a certain way to look and behave and sound. And if we can just sort of just offer up, like, just look over here, everyone, there's a different way to be, and you can be like that if you choose. You know, we're just having role models, and just some of the volunteers, I mean, they're so talented and hardworking, and to have those people as your role models, I mean, what a cool thing.
Yeah, and a fantastic network and with which to start.
Yeah.
You know. Well, look, thank you so much for coming in, Sally. It's been great talking to you. We're going to go and have a listen to a chat that I had with Izzy Lozzie.
Oh, great.
Who's one of the keyboard teachers next week.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think we might even have a chat with the Girl Freeders. We've got a packed show today.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Oh, it's no problem at all. You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special, and thank you to the coordinator, Sally Bellhorn, for coming in. And look out on your local pubs for the Reprobettes, and you'll see Sally doing her thing. We might play some more Reprobettes as well. So.
Aww, go on then.
Okay. Cheers.
Thanks.
Izzy Lossie from Izzy Lossie and the Oracles, and you're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special on 3CR. Rock on.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to 3CR on, what's that frequency again, dear?
855, I told you, Helen.
855. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
Girls Radio Offensive. Girls Radio Offensive. Girls Radio Offensive. Are you ready? 3CR 855 AM broadcasting from stolen land. May contain offensive language or material.
Monday night, party night.
The state of the world is enough room for me. Thank God it's day, heaven is empty.
Good morning, sex is in my head. We're just making out and I'm wearing your t-shirt. Daddy is appearing now behind your hair.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special. And right now we're lucky enough to be having a chat to the Girl Fritas. Hi, who have we got with us?
This is Shannon.
And Alice.
Hi, Shannon and Alice.
We've got our mascot, Pocky, wandering around in the background as well. Just sniffing around.
The more the merrier.
Yeah.
What capacity are you guys contributing to the camp?
Shannon, as soon as I heard about Girls Rock Camp coming to Australia, I was like, we need to get on board with this. Alice and I think sat down and watched the Girls Rock doco, the original one.
We were both the one from Portland.
Yeah, the one from Portland, the one with like Kate Brownstein, and there were some like big names. But yeah, it was like, and we were just like, wow, how do we get involved in this? Like, that it would have been an incredible thing for I know for myself as a child to have that kind of encouragement to just pick up an instrument and go.
Just to have that environment to, like, do that in.
And feel safe.
Yeah. And supported. Yeah, and have those facilities available and just a wealth of experience and knowledge and not necessarily these classically trained musicians or, you know, they're just, like, these punk women with the just get-up-and-go attitude. As soon as I heard about it, I just wanted to be a part of it. So we kept our eye on it, Canberra one, and then when the volunteer app opened for Girls Rock Melbourne, we put our hands straight up. I'm going to be making coffees, and I'll probably, I think I'm done as being a band mentor as well. Yeah, I'm pretty nervous. First time I've actually done anything like this before.
Can you imagine what it would have been like to be a teenager and have someone encouraging you?
I keep seeing a quote somewhere that's like, I'll be the person that you needed when you were younger. And I was like, yeah, I think that's like a real good ethos to bring to that. I want to do that. I want to do that.
Because it makes such a massive difference. It can be the difference between dedicating yourself to your art or deciding to play it safe. Because it doesn't feel very safe, does it, as a woman in what's essentially a male-dominated industry. What are some of your experiences as women in the music industry?
Well, personally, I'm a real child of noughties emo. So, like, that was really dominated by dudes, you know. I was, like, real passionate about it, but it didn't ever occur to me that even though I was learning Green Day songs and stuff, it didn't actually really occur to me that you could do it. Even though there was, like, I guess, like, Hayley Williams from Paramore, I just thought she was one of the dudes. So, firstly, I wasn't observing role models, I guess, or wasn't bridging that gap between the possibility of me and this abstract kind of thing of playing music. And then, you know, you just, like, read heaps of depressing things that come out, all of this constant abuse and,
you know, men in position of power in the music industry with higher level management positions and label execs being manipulative and being abusive and being kept on the down low, and then women speaking out and them being attacked by the media.
I feel like Kesha. I'm not trying to, like, downplay the severity of her case, but I feel like it's kind of this universal experience, and she's really just, like, brought that to the forefront.
For those who aren't familiar with the situation, just tell us a little bit about what Kesha's been through.
Yeah, it was, like, a long-term producer that she'd been working with her who had, like, she had came out and said that he had beat her and assaulted her.
But the point is that that has also really just halted her career completely.
Yeah.
So she hasn't really seen music in nearly 10 years. That's just a real extreme example of that.
It's been dragged through the court.
Yeah.
There's been a media storm about her, like, at the time. And you know,
no one believes her.
Yeah,
it's like the fact that it's so long to go through the court.
Mm. And the court still said you still have to work, but you're still contractually obliged to work with your abuser.
How many more people does it have to happen to until enough is enough? We are quite lucky that we are self-managed, so we pretty much have a huge hand in everything that we do.
We try to create an environment that is mostly populated with women, non-binary people, trans people, that non-binary sort of thing, so that we've got this environment that's supportive and safe. And I mean, we do speak with a lot of that we deal with in at venues who are booking bands are men, but they're all always been really supportive of what we're doing. I think we've only really come across one or two bad eggs, and it's lodging a lot. We don't want to work with you or book a dumb venue. So
That's heartening.
Yeah, oh, totally. I mean, I guess it's the benefit of self-managing is that everything's in our hands.
Yeah, we can make the decisions whether to go forward with something or not.
And it's really doable. It's a team effort, but, like, doable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's another thing that we want to get across at Girls Rock as well, is that it's daunting when you first start out, but it's actually really easy, and you just need to dive in. And confidence is a huge thing. If I had someone sitting on my shoulder going, you can actually do this, when I was a kid, I'd be, I think my life would be on a completely different trajectory now. So that's, another thing that we'd love to be able to bring to the camp experience.
I don't give a shit.
I'm really curious about your name. I love the name, the Girl Freedas. Can you explain to the listeners perhaps a little bit about how you came by the name?
It's kind of an in-joke. We had a point where we had the band together. It was kind of conceptual. I'm like, oh, we're going to think of a name. So, like, at that point, everything became a name. And so we were talking about the start, and we were like, oh, Frida Kahlo, something. And then, hey, that's my girl, Frida. And we were like, the Girl Freedas. That's really catchy. It's like it's almost like Girl Fridays, which ironically we've become.
We've become our own.
Your own Girl Fridays. That's okay.
Yeah.
You're getting coffee for yourself.
Yeah, that's it. We just preface that with our kind of ethos of DIY management on that sort of level as well.
Yeah.
But also, it does cover the kind of, not specifically to Frida Kahlo as well. Obviously, she's a huge, like, idol for us, but
just the kind of, like, all self-made women.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seems.
Body.
I'm curious about your DIY ethic, because that's one of the things that I'm really loving about grassroots and young punk bands at the moment, is doing it yourself. That's a large part of your ethos, isn't it?
For sure.
Yeah,
definitely. Honestly, it was not really that intentional either.
It just happened.
Yeah, we kind of just went, okay, well, how do we do this? And we just figured out, we'd ask people.
Or we'd Google it. Or, you know, we'd ask our friends or stuff like that.
And then you just build this repertoire of resources, and here we are.
Yeah, and look, the more bands that you play with, the more connected you become to the different areas of the music scene. A lot of people, they've got their fingers in different pies. People, bands that you play with, often they're, like, doing sound engineering on the side, or, you know, they've got a little home recording studio set up. It's a really awesome way of, being connected. Yeah, everybody out there is pretty much doing it for themselves. Great.
You look back on bands being found by record execs, and it's like, obviously, I don't know, I don't think we have the drive to sort of aspire to that anyway, but you realise that you don't really need that with the internet and a local community of people doing exactly the same stuff as you and just all of that sort of thing. Like, it's just, look, I know it's kind of naff to say, but just smashing down that middleman and having the internet where
like
you can... It actually just changes the game completely. So, you're not, tailoring yourself to this commercial appeal. You can... Because the idea is, you're an artist on the label trying to make them money, not, make art for yourself.
They try and manipulate you into a product that's going to shift units. And that's got nothing to do with art, you know?
No, of course not. I don't have the experience of this, but just because you can't, because there is that great wall up between you and this commercial kind of realm. The girl faded.
What frustrates me a lot with gender roles today are how many women still exist to get male approval, and that's one of the things I think that's hamstrung us for so long, and that's what's so beautiful about this initiative is having women and breaking that bullshit stereotype that women are bitches and always in competition with each other, because it just could not be more untrue these days. I know.
Yeah,
I can personally testify to that, considering that, firstly, I'm in a band with two of my best friends, and, there's nothing like that. And we found heaps of other women and heaps of other men who are totally in the same mentality.
Yeah.
I just also wanted to add, I was reading this article the other day, and I wish I could remember who was being idiot, but they said something, maybe someone listening will know, but she was like, record labels need to wake up and realise that they need us as the artists more than we need them, which I thought was really beautiful. We're just releasing our music on the internet. Bandcamp has changed everything.
We're not cogs, we're not cogs, and we're not in the famous words of Jenny McKechnie of Cable Ties, I'm not a production unit, I'm a human being, we're creators, gosh, she's an inspirational woman.
Yeah.
I love it so much. They need us.
We're totally not under the illusion that we need this to make it, we're making it as we go, they kind of, need us to, be making in order to sustain.
It
strikes me that the impulse to make music in the first place doesn't come from a place of wanting to be rich and famous. It's coming from a place that it's bloody in you, so you've got to get it out.
It does. It's like you're skipping down the street and singing, and it's just like a joyful thing to see.
Got
faded. Where can people find your music online?
Oh, we're everywhere.
Yeah, we're all over the time. I know. So you can just type in the Girl Faded and Facebook will show you the way. But we're also on YouTube, and we have a Bandcamp page as well.
I think Facebook is the best way. It's very centralized now. Probably the only good thing Facebook. Anymore is function for us.
On the 27th of January, we're playing at the Yarra Hotel with Piss Factory and Eat Man
and Rabbit Legs.
And that's our first show for the year. You can come along and see, and it'll be a great time because they're all amazing bands. But Piss Factory are best friends, and Eat Man are just amazing. We're very excited.
Girls rock.
Hi, you're listening to the Girls Rock Summer Special on 3CR, The Voice of Dissent. My name's Sally, and I'm one of the program directors of Girls Rock Melbourne, and I'm from the Reprobates, and we are all about empowering girls, gender non-conforming, and trans youth to make some noise. Girls Rock Melbourne is going to help to smash the patriarchy with the help of 3CR, Voice of Dissent.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock.
Girls Rock Melbourne.
You're listening to the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Special, and we just heard from Laser Tits with Boss Bitch. And before that, I played a chat that we had with the Girl Freeders. And now over to a chat that I had with another one of the volunteers for the Girls Rock Melbourne Summer Camp, which is going to be huge, Izzy Lozzie of Izzy Lozzie and the Oracles. Now, we're lucky enough today to be having a chat to Izzy Lozzie of Izzy Lozzie and the Oracles. Hi, Izzy. How are you going?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Izzy Lozzie and the Oracles. So tell us a little bit about the name of your band, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, it's a play on words in a couple of different ways. Yeah. So we spell it A-U, mm-hmm. So Oracles.
For and the ear.
Yeah, you have an oracle in your ear, you've got one, an oracle, it's like a part of your heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oracle with an O is kind of like a mystical person from fantasy. And
yeah, the Sibyl.
I just liked all the different associations, and especially with music. You listen to it, you feel it in your heart and all that type of thing. I don't know, I just really liked it, and it kind of sat with the name really well. So yeah,
it does work.
It for a few years.
Yeah, it works on so many different levels. You guys have put your hand up to do a hell of a lot of work, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. The boys won't be joining me because it's just girls rock. I said they're not allowed to come. It's so good to be part of something like this. I'm really excited. I was just searching online, you know, in December or even earlier actually, and when I came across it, it just really, the program just sounded so good, so I just had to go for it. There was nothing like exactly what it's like when I was younger, so I just really wanted to be a part of it.
Can you imagine what it would have been like if there was someone there just while you're at that age? It would make such a difference.
Yeah, definitely, especially the way the program's set up. I think it's awesome.
You're volunteering at the camp this week. I can't believe it's come up so quick.
Nice.
So you're volunteering to help the girls learn keyboard. You play piano?
Yeah, I've played piano since I was about six, and I've taught piano in the past to students, and I absolutely love teaching beginners.
Yay.
And I'm also a secondary school teacher, so I kind of thought, I want to do something a little bit different on this type of level. And I've done a few workshops with songwriting myself, but I just thought it would be really good to finally put all the experience I've had into my own workshop. The participants will be making bands, like, during the week, so I think it's kind of cool that I get to show them stuff that I know, so they, if they want to use it or not, then they can go ahead with it.
It's just big jobs.
To share my own knowledge.
It's big jobs, isn't it? Like the girls forming whole bands, writing original songs, and then performing them all within the space of a week.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just really good that it's like a safe environment. I think it should be fun. You know, if I could be in their shoes, definitely go for it. I could see it being a big thing for someone who's going to be coming along, but I encourage them not to worry. I'm sure everyone's going to look after them. We've been doing forum posts talking about it, and there's so many different people from different areas, great bunch of people, and the organisers have been working on it for over a year, organising it, so I can really take my hat off to them.
Absolutely.
I organised a camp for the school that I'm at, did like an arts-based camp, and organising that by myself was massive, so yeah, I can really see the amount of work that they've put in, and I think it's going to be awesome. The kids are usually really awesome, and they appreciate what you do. You can just see the joy in their faces when they're doing activities. It's worth it, definitely.
You've got an incredible pedigree. You've played some huge festivals with some huge names. How do you think that experience will benefit the girls?
Well, it's funny you say that. Like, I have dealt with, you know, booking sort of gigs and all these type of things for a number of years, and I just want to talk to them about my experiences with being a woman in the industry type of thing. I used to get really bit down about the whole being a woman type of thing in dealing with people in the industry, and sometimes I felt a little bit, you know, disempowered with things like being paid for gigs, and it can be a little bit intimidating sometimes with people that you deal with. So I think it's just really important to stand your ground and kind of have your experience in different areas. But I mean, this is kind of just the start. I think at the end of the day, you've got to know your instrument, you've got to care about the actual music, and then all the other stuff comes second. And I think I'm also going to be saying it's about the song, because you don't need anything else unless you've got good songs. What's the point of making a logo or making a Facebook page? What's the point? Like, if you've got nothing to say, don't say it.
Of your experience as a woman in the industry, can you sort of maybe touch on some ways that manifests, that the difference between, you know, being a bloke rocker?
You can just tell when someone's treating you a little bit differently. Your gender, like even, you know, just the way people talk to you and that type of thing. No. When it comes to business-related things. I once did a gig years and years and years ago where we sold tickets for this stupid thing where we had to go around and sell raffle tickets so we could get paid for the gig.
What?
And I just found it so demoralising. Oh. And at the end of the night, I was asked how much we'd raise. Something ridiculous, I don't even know, like $80 or something. And they questioned me whether I counted the money right or something like that. And just those type of really nitty-gritty situations when you're just like, just what? Like, as a young person, that can be really confronting. And now that I'm older, that kind of stuff doesn't really faze me as much. But it's through learning through those experiences. But girls shouldn't have to put up with that stuff. Mm. You should be treated exactly the same. But I could always just tell, and I used to get my male bandmates to kind of deal with stuff like that, because you just don't want to have to. It's your art, it's your passion, you don't want to worry about that stuff, but you have to, and you have to learn how to deal with it.
You don't want to have to keep justifying yourself. How many times do you have to prove yourself? the booking manager asking, which is the man I speak to about you guys? Always assuming.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, assuming there's a bloke in charge somewhere behind the scenes.
You know? Oh, that's just, that type of thing. No, not on. Come on. Yeah, you've had it too. Yeah, exactly.
Is this one of those...
listening out there will be like, oh, my God, that happened to me too.
Well, it's true, yeah, and we're not alone, and that's why I think this camp's such a great idea because, you know, if we can prepare the girls for this stuff, they can go in armed so that there's just no way that stuff can touch or put them off. Because as you said, to a young person, that's quite off-putting, can be the difference between you wanting to try again and not.
And not trying at all, yeah, definitely.
Alice from the Girl Freeders.
This is Shannon from the Girl Freeders. First show for the year. Come along and it'll be a great time. On the 27th of January, we're playing at the Yarra Hotel with Piss Factory and Eat Man.
And Rabbit Lake.
Piss Factory are best friends and Eat Man are just amazing. We're very excited. They're all amazing there. We are the Girl Freeders.
The Girl Freeders.
The Girl Freeders.
Welcome back. You are at the end of a very big Girls Rock Melbourne show. We've been speaking to today Sally Bellhorn, who's the organiser of the Girls Rock Melbourne camp, as well as the Girl Freeders and Izzy Lozzie from Izzy Lozzie and the Oracles. Next week is the actual camp week, so hopefully we'll be featuring some stuff that's happened at the camp. But we're at the end of the program for today, so let's go out with... track from Kim Croxford. It's an acoustic version of one of her Monkey Grip songs, which is her band. She is also a volunteer for the Girls Rock Melbourne camp, and hopefully we'll have a chat with her at some stage next week as well. But here's Kim Croxford and Sorry. I've been stinky, I'll continue to be stinky. Girls Rock Melbourne, stinky out.
I feel myself resign. Patterns on the roof, am I rusted eyes? Patterns on the roof, I am a vessel. Placating, facilitating the loving wives, leaving herself dry. I know better now. Go for it if you want to. As if it's that fragile. stop apologizing. Take a look at yourself.